Greetings and howdy, everyone. This is Jett Johnson, Mills County Judge, and this is KRNR Judge's Report for the week of April 15th, 2024. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judge's Report. This report brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR, Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 92.7 on your radio dial and streaming via the internet. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday, and is available for listening anytime via the Gulf Eagle website and the Mills County website. Well, folks, over the last weekend, we had the Goldthwaite High School Junior-Senior Prom Grand March at the Mills County Courthouse. I estimated the crowd of students, friends, and family around 350. We enjoy our county schools using our historic courthouse for their grand marches, along with people gathering for special occasions such as the solar eclipse. As you all know, our county courthouse belongs to all the citizens of Mills County. Special thanks again to Mr. Guy Burns, our facilities manager, who takes care of all the lawn around the courthouse. The next public event that will take place at the courthouse will be the National Day of Prayer, which will be taking place on May 2nd. Everyone is welcome. Please bring your chair and set up on the north side of the courthouse. Well, we've got another busy week for all Mills County personnel. I have numerous meetings, criminal court, probates, training, to name a few. Soon, we will start the budget process for the new fiscal year. Again, I am honored to represent Mills County as your judge. In closing, one personal story. Last Friday, my family was in Aggieland for our son Jet Jay's ring ceremony. At Texas A&M, once a student completes 90 semester hours, they're eligible to get their Aggie ring. Almost all students get their class ring. Back in my day, there were no special ceremonies, but things have changed. All students receive their ring over a three-day period. A&M had over 6,300 students get their ring, along with over 60,000 friends and family present. And yes, it was very crowded, and is a very special day and ceremony for all of us who were in attendance. My father and Jet Jay's grandfather, Y.B. Johnson, was in the class of 1944 at A&M. A large gap of 81 years between the two regarding their class years. Jet Jay's major in engineering and still has another three semesters to go, so we all wish him the best of luck. And that is all the news for this week. This is Jett Johnson, your Mills County Judge. Tune in on Thursdays at 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the next edition of the Mills County Judge's Report. Everyone have a safe and happy week.